Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to r/entitledparents, where this racist woman just can't seem to get her head around the fact that a white man and a white woman have adopted a black kid. But before we get into that, I first of all want to address a couple of comments quickly. For those of you listening on audio platforms, I'll just read them out quickly. So the first one is, this guy is paying people to make stuff up. Now, this comment is off the back of my Fiverr series. If you've been watching all my videos, you'll know what that is. Pretty much, I did pay some people on Fiverr, some creative writers, to make up some Reddit stories and try and make them sound as believable as possible and see if we could fool you, the internet in general, and, you know, just see how easy it was to make a fake story real. Now, again, this comment below, no fakes, we want the truth. Don't you worry, that was just for one series. To be honest with you, I quite like changing it up once in a while, and yeah, some of you didn't like that series, a lot of you really liked it and you liked the stories. Main point being, I'm not going to be using any more fake stories in future. All the stories in today's video are real, and I'm definitely not going to be paying for fake stories anymore. I just did it for a couple of videos to see how you'd like it, and that was it. So yeah, don't worry, stories are going to be completely real from now on. That's it, let's get into the first one. Entitled mother tried to get my mother fired for being white with black kids. So, I am a 21-year-old woman. My parents are both white. They have kids, and I am number 6. They adopted my little brother and I when we were babies. My brother and I are mixed, but what some call light-skinned black. Anyway, this story happened when I was in elementary school. First of all, some backstory to help you understand my family. Being black and having white family, plus growing up in a prominently white area, had its challenges. Like, my brother and I had swim passes, so sometimes my mum would drop us off at the pool and my dad would pick up and frequently would be stopped, asked for proof that he was our dad. It also didn't help that my mum was 48 when I was adopted. She had her last kid at 40 years old. So with that, my oldest brother is 20 years older than me. So I've got a nephew only a year younger than me and a month younger than my little brother. We get weird looks when we're out in public with my brother, and I'm calling my mum, and my nephew calling her grandma. So a lot of times, people thought my older siblings thought my sisters were my mum. But anyway, now you're all caught up. In elementary school, my mum worked as a Title I teacher, which basically means she goes to one class in whatever grade a day for an hour to help kids read. She still does this, and did the whole time my brother and I were in school. Now, most of my friends knew I was adopted. Figured they'd probably just ask their parents why I looked different. Well, one day, when I was about in fourth grade, my mum came into my class. It was the first time for the school year, so people didn't realise she was my mum. I had a bad headache, so when she came in, I was relieved and shouted excitedly, "Mummy, can I have some medicine?" Some kids looked confused, but before I could explain, an entitled kid in my class said, "Sometimes when a white woman and a black man make a baby, it comes out black." I was shocked, and as a little kid, I didn't really know how to respond. So I didn't. I went over to my mum and she gave me some medicine that she had in her bag. Cue the entitled kid. "I need some medicine too." My mother explained to her that she couldn't give her medicine because it was against school policy, and that she could give me medicine because she was my mum. She rolled her eyes and huffed back to her desk. Now, we thought that that was the end of it, until the next morning. Each morning, all the Title I aides would meet up in the library to organise their stuff and chit-chat. I would come and sit with them a lot, because I would get pretty bad earaches from being outside. And that is when the kid's entitled mum comes in. Now guys, the word that this entitled mum uses in this sentence is extremely offensive. So offensive that I'm not even going to bother censoring it, just going to blank the whole thing. You can probably use your imagination though. "You must be the blank lover." All the aides' mouths dropped. I didn't know what that word meant at the time, but I could tell it was bad because of everyone's face. My mother told her not to use that language in front of me. The entitled mum rolled her eyes and began to demand to know why she wouldn't give her daughter some medicine if she was giving me some. My mother explained again. Then the entitled mum said, "So because you chose a blank and made a child, they get medical help over my baby?" I could see my mother getting upset. Again, if you continue to use that language, I'll have to get the principal involved, she said. The entitled mum smiled and said, fine, let's do it. So my mother and the entitled mum left, and I didn't understand what had just happened, so I called my dad and tried to explain it. Now, my mum is the nice, soft-spoken type. My dad, on the other hand, had intense RBF, and when angry, is very angry. Oh, today I learned that RBF stands for resting female dog face. Didn't know that. So my dad told me he was on his way. I waited in the front office for my parents. My dad got to the school before my mum came out and knocked on the door. The principal opened the door, and then the lady saw my dad. When seeing my dad, my mum said, what are you doing here, hun? The entirety of mum's face looked like she'd seen a ghost. So, is her daddy the milkman? Again, I didn't know what that meant, but I could tell by my dad's face he was not happy. The entitled mum then said, how else would she look like that? Gesturing at me and then turning to the principal. I mean, she obviously isn't a good example for the children, so you should fire her for the children's sake. My dad started laughing, which I knew wasn't a good sign when he was mad. He told me to go and find my brother, get my stuff, and then they closed the door. The bell had rang already, so the front desk lady gave me a note, and I went to my brother's class and got him. We both agreed to be on our best behavior, since Dad was mad. We sat on the bench, waiting, and then my parents came out. Are you fired, Mum? I asked. Then my mum smiled. Of course not, but we are going home for today to talk. Sweet. Ditch day. My parents took us to Denny's for breakfast since we missed it because our school provided it. They explained to us that some people just don't like the colour of our skin and that it was never okay for us to be called that. We got to stay home. The next day, I noticed that the entitled kid was moved class and found out that the entitled mum was kicked off the PTA. I have so many other stories about stuff like this, but this was the first big incident. Well, guys, to be honest, I don't even know really where to start with this story. I don't know what just happened. That's unbelievable. The first thing that springs to mind is, why is this mum not just being banned from the PTA or whatever? She should also 100% be being reported to the police. That's just racist. You can't say that. That's not legal. And also, is she just flat out stupid? I mean, clearly she is. But does she not know that, you know, people can adopt kids of other races, or that two people of different ethnicities can get together and have a mixed race kid? It is unbelievable scenes. I know that, but clearly it's something that she just doesn't know. You lot that know me well will know that I am a quarter Mauritian. So my granddad was born in Mauritius. If you've not seen him before, this is what he looks like. If you want to see more pictures of him, by the way, he dominates my Instagram. So, yeah, link in the description for that. So, he is clearly dark-skinned. My granny is light-skinned. And then they produced this man, my dad, who's also on screen right now. Don't worry about him riding a camel. He's just doing his thing, all right? And then, yeah, look, it's me. Super white. My mum is also pretty white. But incredibly, I have different ethnicities and races running through my family. It is unbelievable that it could even exist. So, that's on the one hand. And then second of all, I mean, yeah. Adoption. Have you heard of it? You don't have to adopt someone that looks like you, for God's sake. Just ridiculous. What a story, and what a start to the episode.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And now moving on to our second story. Entitled mother wants me to apologize and go home because she doesn't want to wash the dishes and clothes. Father flies back and releases hell on her. So, a little background. I left home after my aunt confronted my mother about the lack of punishment on my brother for filming me change and sharing that video with his friends. Honestly, I mean, what a start to a story. Wow. My mother called the police on my aunt, and I'm now currently in a youth home, which no one knows where it is except my aunt. My family has cut contact with her and my brother. What a paragraph. So into this story. So are we just going to... Okay, fine. I've been going low contact with my mother and no contact other than leaving my brother on red. My mother has been spamming my phone, telling me she will let me come home if I apologize for making a scene. and to apologize to the rest of my family for making them go through this. I ignored her. She later calls me, and here is how it goes. Come home. Your tantrum has gone too far. You need to apologize and get a grip and come home. I just listen. I don't reply. I said come home and apologize now. No. I cut the call. She calls back after 15 minutes. I pick up and listen for a while until this hits. Come home now. I don't want to wash dishes and do laundry and cook while I work. It's tiring. You used to do all that when your grandma was not here. And she's not here, so you have to do it. I'm just silent. Do you hear me, you ungrateful child? You better... I cut her off. No, you listen to me and you remember. I will never go home to you and I'll never go near you and him ever again. Take this as a courtesy notice. I'm no longer your daughter. You'll never see me or hear from me again. I hang up and blocked her number. 2 days later, my aunt messaged me and told me my dad was at her door. Now, I've not seen him since I was 5, after my parents got divorced on the grounds of his affair, and my family hates him for that. My aunt was fuming that he showed his face at her door. He asked nicely to know where I am and to go and see me. My aunt, of course, in her fashion, laid into him about his affair. He took it and apologized and asked again for my whereabouts. My aunt messaged me to say if I was okay with my dad knowing where I was. I told her it would be fine if we met at a cafe or restaurant nearby. So we met today and had a nice breakfast. He asked me what was wrong and why I'd run away. Now, I thought he knew, so I said, "What do you think?" He said that my mum told him that I got scolded and grounded for something and was annoyed, so I ran away. And it was probably teenage angst, according to my mum. I was freaking dumbfounded. I told him that's not even close to why. I told him everything, everything that happened after, what she did, or more like didn't do, and how she reacted when I tried to tell her I felt unsafe. He was freaking fuming. He was annoyed for the fact that he didn't know about it earlier, and for the fact that my entitled mum tried to lie and get him to coerce me into going home. After the meeting, he told me he was going to her house and that he was going to confront her. He said he would take me away with him and threatened to sue her for abuse because some of the things that she did to me were cause for emotional and psychological abuse. He's also threatening to cut off my brother's education fund and transfer it instead to me for me to use. He left and I don't know what happened afterwards, but I think he's going to speak to his lawyers and me soon. All right, little update here as well. My aunt told me my mother and father have both been arrested. Apparently, my father went to my mum's house to tell her he isn't going to help control his child. She said he's going to have to be a good dad and get her daughter to come home so that they can be a happy family. And she added, "That's the least that you can do for us." My dad blew up at that comment. He said something like, "You are the one that needs to pull up and protect both your children. Not only one, and I couldn't see them because of you too." This led to a screaming match and the neighbours called the police. They came and separated both of them and took them to the station. My dad called one of his friends to bail him out, and my egg donor called her sister, my other aunt, who refused to help her and bail her out. So, egg donor stayed in the station overnight, while my brother spent the night at the station as well. I'm not sure if this is right, but I believe that OP is now calling their entitled mum egg donor, you know, trying to distance themselves as much as possible from that relationship. Now, it's also come to my attention that some of the comments on this post were right. Egg donor got a restriction order on my dad, citing mental instability. He had PTSD from a work incident that happened to him when he was 25. Egg donor 1. The stipulated guideline was he couldn't have contact with us unless contacted first. She never gave us his number or means to contact him. Unless it was when she passed me the phone to call him to ask him to give her more money for our children, which I don't even know what happened to. Egg donor then made up lies, telling us that he abandoned us. I freaking hope that night in jail gave her a hard slap to the face. And now guys, don't even think about clicking off this episode, because look, we have an update to this story. Just 4 days ago, OP has posted this. Egg donor and father got arrested, and the truth about their divorce came out. The truth came out that my father did not actually abandon us. Egg donor had a restriction order on him based on the fact of his PTSD from that work incident 20-ish years prior at the time of their divorce. The order stated, as we already heard, that he cannot contact us unless we contact him first. Now, guys, just to confirm, Opie is indeed talking about her mum here when she is using the term egg donor. So she goes on again to say about how her mum didn't even give them a contact number. And at the end, she adds, "She told us and her family he left the country and didn't want anything to do with us. So to a 5 to 6 year old girl, it sounded as if he dropped us and ran, which he didn't willingly do. Actually, she forced him to leave the country because she kept threatening, physically and emotionally, him and his job and his circle of friends. She then proceeded to tell us and the whole family that he'd fled and had no intention of coming back. From my father's side, he said he was wrong to cheat and that it was unfair on my mum and his children. But because egg donor threatened to kill him or send him to jail for life if he ever returned, he had to leave. But he did set up education funds and other funds so that we were set for life, or at least until we were 21 or 25. Now he has full control over them, and we get control of them when we graduate university or when we decide to stop studying and presumably start to work. The leftover funds will be given to us to use as we see fit. But after this event, I am meeting with a therapist, and I get a report to say that all the things my egg donor and brother did has given me some kind of trauma and has affected my mental health. Yeah, I'm not surprised. This report would be a better and more solid evidence of her actions. My father is also meeting with his lawyers to change his will, to give the egg donor nothing and my brother a little money so he can't dispute that he was cut completely. I'm also going to meet with another of my dad's lawyers to potentially charge my brother with non-consensual PRON or sexual harassment, and my mother with emotional and psychological abuse. Wish me luck. And if I win, I'm moving out of the youth home into a house that my father is willing to rent for me until he can get his affair in order to come back to our country. But he is willing to pay for my expenses until I graduate uni, which is at least 2 to 3 years away. Okay, wow, just like what an insane post that is. That two-parter, oh my God. I mean, the thing is, it's not even close to being done, really. There's so much more that still has to go in that story. Can't wait to find out what happens. That is actually insane. Guys, I'm tempted to say, you know, get 2,000 likes on this video and I'll follow up with the next part, but I don't care. I'll do it for my own sake. I'm that interested in the story. So if we can hit one like on this video, I will bring you the next part when it's posted. That's a promise. It's just like, it's actually mental. What your brother did was bad enough. I mean, it's like shockingly bad. Your mum protecting him, crazy. Then it being revealed that she was the one who actually forced your dad to leave the country and that he didn't willingly ditch you guys at all. Oh my God. I don't even know how you would live with this sort of stuff. Of course you have it, like mental issues. Oh, insane. Insane. What a story. I'm so sorry that you had to go through all of this, OP, and that you're still going through all of it. But yes, I wish you the best of luck with it. I can't wait to hear what happens. And to be honest, I really, really think and hope, obviously, that you're going to be successful. You've got a great case. Good luck. Anyway, guys, that is going to be the end of that story. What a roller coaster. Both those posts, both those stories were insane. That second one, though, geez, unbelievable. If you liked it and you want to see more like this, check out this video on the screen. It's a relatively similar story, probably just as serious, not going to lie. If you're new to the channel, subscribe and also turn notifications on so you don't miss the next part when it is posted by OP. I personally can't wait. And with that all being said, have a great rest of your day and I'll see you all tomorrow.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.